This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Amid the ongoing conflict in West Asia, India has received a major relief as a cargo vessel carrying 46,000 metric tons of liquefied petroleum gas, LPG, from Qatar safely arrived at Mundra port in Gujarat today. The consignment is sufficient to fill nearly 3.24 million domestic LPG cylinders. Authorities have completed the required documentation and arranged priority berthing so that the vessel can begin unloading its LPG cargo without delay, helping ease some pressure on India's fuel supplies. Soon after berthing, the process of safely offloading the LPG cargo will begin, following which the supply will be dispatched to different parts of the country. Our correspondent reports that Shivalik had departed from Qatar on the 7th of March and crossed the Strait of Hormuz on Saturday. It is the first LPG vessel to reach India amid the ongoing tensions in the West Asia. Addressing the interministerial briefing in New Delhi, Special Secretary, Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways Rajesh Kumar Sinha informed about another Indian vessel carrying LPG, Nanda Devi, which will arrive tomorrow, and an Indian flagged vessel, Jag Latki, which is en route to India.
In the DG Shipping, we are keeping continuous watch on the situation. We are in touch with each vessel and its crew. The Indian flag vessel Jag Latki, which sailed from UAE on 14th of March, is carrying about 81,000 of Murban crude oil, is safely en route to India and will be reaching tomorrow at Mundra port.
Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, informed that crude oil is available in sufficient quantity and all refineries are operating at the highest capacity.
Our refineries are operating at full capacity and there is increase in the domestic production of LPG, and now it is almost around 36% of what we were producing before 5th March.
Minister of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that around 550 internationals in Iran have crossed into Armenia through the land border. He added that 90 internationals from Iran have crossed over into Azerbaijan through the land border.
These movements were facilitated by our embassy in Tehran. They helped them with visas as also with immigration formalities were required. In this group of 550 people, we also have 284 people who had gone to Iran on pilgrimage. These people are there right now in both these countries and would be returning in the next few days or so. Our embassy in Tehran, over the last few days, have also been able to relocate students who were outside Tehran to cities which are safer for them.
Joint Secretary Gulf at the Ministry of External Affairs, Asim Mahajan, informed that since the 28th of last month, around 2,20,000 passengers from the region have returned to India. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer today said Britain is working with allies on a plan to reopen the Strait of Hormuz, but will not be drawn into the wider war. Prime Minister Starmer stated this during a press conference today. He spoke after US President Donald Trump said he had demanded US allies to send warships to open the key oil shipment route. Mr. Starmer said Britain is discussing with the US and allies in Europe and the Gulf the possibility of using mine hunting drones that the UK has in the region, but he signaled the UK is unlikely to dispatch a warship. Back home, the Election Commission issued notification for the assembly elections in Assam, Keralam and Puducherry today. The schedule of legislative assembly elections in these states was announced yesterday along with Tamil Nadu and West Bengal. Voting in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry will be held on the 9th of April. Counting of votes for all four states and the Union Territory will be held on the 4th of May. Meanwhile, in a slew of measures, Election Commission has transferred four senior police officials in Tamil Nadu. The Commission also appointed retired IAS officer Manjit Singh as special observer in Assam. BJP today released its first list of candidates for the assembly polls in West Bengal and Kerala. In West Bengal, the party has fielded leader of the opposition in the assembly, Subhendu Adhikari from Nondigram and Bhavanipur. In Kerala, Union Minister George Kurian will contest from the Kanjirappalli seat, while party state president and former Union Minister Rajiv Chandrasekhar will contest from Nimom. And that is the end of this news bulletin.